and they have to be reporting gate number
7. आप सभी के ब्राह्मण कुलभूषण के चिर परिचित
हमारे
सामने
हैं रिस्पेक्टेड ब्रदर सूरज भाई.
हम सभी उनका स्वागत करेंगे.
वी विल वेलकम हिम.
आज तो बाबा के मिलन का दिन है.
टुडे इज द डे ऑफ मीटिंग बाबा.
और शुभ अवसर है. हम सब बच्चों का बर्थडे भी है.
ऑल्सो
शुभ अवसर पर आज हमारे
ऑल्सो
आदरणीय भ्राता सूर्य
परिचित हैं.
आदरणीय भ्राता जी
एंड
44 वर्षों से ज्यादा समय से यज्ञ की सेवाओं में अपने आप के जीवन को समर्पित किए हुए हैं.
Our brother has surrendered his life in Baba service for the last 44 years. And together with this,
सेवा में भी
सहयोग
करते हैं.
इस कोऑपरेटिव
योग में
सर्विस
का किचन अभ्यास और समान में रहने का आनंद योग के प्रयोग के विषय में आपका बहुत गहरा चिंतन चलता है.
एंड ही हैज डीप रिफ्लेक्शंस ऑन द सब्जेक्ट ऑफ योग.
कैसे उस प्रभु से मिलन मनाएं.
सो हाउ शुड वी सेलिब्रेट.
आप से ही सुनेंगे.
सो वी विल लिसन. We will listen to Brother Suraj.
Sarkar Bhavan Delhi ki Jyoti Behen, Pramila Datta, aur Sunita Behen se nivedan hai ki wo 5 number gate behno ki taraf aaye.
Just another announcement.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Aaj ke Swarnim Divas par.
On this golden day, we will first of all remember a very beautiful, great statement of Baba. Baba had mentioned in the last season that call the father. And he said a very nice thing when he said that God's children should call out, and it is not possible that the father will not respond. He will definitely come at the cry of the father's child. So Baba loves all of us so deeply. He gives us respect to his, especially for his each great soul.
भगवान के बच्चे बुलाएं और बाप ना आए ये हो नहीं सकता.
In his Murli, in the last season, it is not possible that children should call out and he will not come. It's not possible. So today we are especially invoking Bhaktada to be in our midst. So we should in fact call him every day, and it's a very beautiful experience. Let us experience the presence of Baba in the times to come.
सबके लिए बहुत हितकारी बड़ी कल्याण.
दिस विल बी अ ग्रेट ओकेशन टू प्रोटेक्ट अस.
अब हम क्लास के साथ साथ
टुगेदर विद द क्लास
आज के प्रभु मिलन के सुख को पाने के लिए
इन ऑर्डर टू गेट द कंफर्ट एंड द प्लेस ऑफ द फादर्स मीटिंग लेट अस
पूरे कल्प के लिए
यूज दिस गॉडली हैप्पीनेस. Let us fill ourselves for the whole country and also prepare our stage to be the most elevated stage. Let us have this thought, and as long as Baba would be in our midst, a very bright form against my wish. This is the reminder to the self. Today I have to stay in front of the beloved, and I have to take the complete bliss. Oh, my mind, and therefore the mind should cooperate and be the friend and not one who opposes. Let us talk to ourselves like this.
Om Shanti. शांति.
ओम शांति.
हम सभी अपने भावी जीवन को उज्जवल बनाने के लिए
इन ऑर्डर टू मेक आवर लाइफ एक्सट्रीमली
जो महान कर्तव्य हमें आगे चल
right and pulsant and all the responsibilities that we have to undertake
हमारा आह्वान कर रहा है.
That form of service which is awaiting us, that will happen
drishti aur vibrations ke dwara
through our drishti and vibrations we have to give happiness to our and to remove sorrow and finish off with all the burdens. These great responsibilities have to be fulfilled. Let us go beneath the rays of Baba. Om Shanti. Please check your frequencies. English 105, English 105, Tamil 95, Tamil 95, Telugu 91, Telugu 91, Kannada 99, Kannada 99, Malayalam 97, Malayalam 97, Spanish 89, Spanish 89, Hindi 93, Hindi 93, Khagadia Bihar ki Savita Mata, Khagadia Bihar ki Savita Mata, apne bache Anshu ko stage ke piche se le jaye.
To aane wale समय में
so in the times to come,
हम सभी को बहुत बड़ी सेवा भी करनी है.
We have to do a great service.
और
And together with
बिना मुश्किल की परिस्थितियों का सामना भी करना
we will also face the
इसके लिए
circumstances.
बाबा हम सभी को
When destruction comes,
रहे हैं.
So for this, Baba specifically informed us, let us pay attention, let us learn to quieten our mind. In the times to come, the influence of the circumstances, there will be a lot of pressure.
हम आदत डालें भिन्न भिन्न परिस्थितियों में अपने
एंड लेट अस प्रैक्टिस दैट वी आर एबल टू कीप आवर माइंड क्वाइट.
सवेरे दादी जानकी जी ने
यू माइट रिमेम्बर दैट इन द मॉर्निंग दादी जानकी शी सेड अ वेरी नाइस थिंग एंड दैट इज थिंग्स विल कम दे विल कम दे विल गो सिचुएशंस विल कम सिचुएशंस विल गो दे आर कमिंग दे आर गोइंग. We don't have to catch hold of them. So first of all, I would like to draw your attention to this.
So
things will come and go. Let us use the point of drama. It is continuing. One scene is coming, another scene is going, another scene is coming, it's going. Let us let go of the scene. But we catch hold, we cling to each thing. And those who have the nature of holding, clinging on, those who have held on to the thing, they can never quieten their mind or silence them out. Let us prepare ourselves. We have to keep many of
them.
We have to accept every situation, every atmosphere in the time to come. All those things are to happen which are even beyond our imagination. We have to accept them as they are and keep our stage elevated. These two things are extremely important. You might have heard that someone has made a big film on destruction for 2.5 hours. 2.5 hours. So many people saw that, and some of them even phoned Srivijay and they inquired, do you think these scenes will be like this? But really, these fearful scenes will be even more frightening at the time when destruction is to take place. And therefore, let us recognize and focus on our powers and make it a habit to silence our mind once and for all. So we will now practice that which Baba has referred in the Muni today, that you are the master of almighty authority, and I would like to place a thought in front of you. What should we keep in front of us? This is our most powerful point of self-respect. Not only will our arrogance, our pride will go, but we'll become so powerful that situations will become very small. Let us all have this thought and meditate on this point, that I am Master Almighty Authority. All the powers of Baba are within me. It's a very good feeling. Let us go into the very depths. So whatever powers that Baba has, He has also given me. We've been listening for the last 2 to 4 days. All the powers are the blessings from the Father. So let us practice that through our mind, through our knowledge, that the powers are spreading all over. So let us go. Let us sit in this most powerful feeling and give this thought to ourselves, that I am the Master Almighty Authority.
Baba, Sarvashaktiman ne,
the Almighty Authority,
apni sampoorn shaktiyan mujhe de di hain.
He has given all the powers to me. Let the mind accept this. All the powers that are there in the Almighty Authority, they are also present within me. I am Master Almighty Authority. From each part of myself, through the forehead, through the eyes, the rays of power are spreading everywhere. Om Shanti.
Hum din mein
through the day,
itna zyada kar sake,
and if anyone can do more, let us make ourselves realize, let us make ourselves accept that
sabse adhik shaktishali hoon,
that I am the most powerful in this world. These situations and this maya, maya vices, they are weak in front of me, and I am far more powerful than anything around which is related to the vices. So let us remind ourselves, and by repeatedly reminding ourselves, Baba's powers will become, or they will become alive, they will become active, and many problems of life, whether big or small, they will automatically come to an end. You have to all remember, and teacher sisters will also remember, the reason for the problem is the negative energy that comes out from the mind. So many brothers and sisters, they might be coming with lots of problems seeking solutions. Of course there are problems, but to recognize the problem as a problem and to think that it is light, that is up to you. I would like to give you an example. This is a true event. There was a car accident. Four members of the same family were sitting, but all four remained alive while the car was utterly and completely destroyed. One of them, in these four members, was very troubled and disturbed. He said, oh, that his car was destroyed. And the others, the three, were very pleased and happy that, okay, even if the car was damaged, but all four were alive, so they were very pleased. So it is up to you how you wish to see the situation. You can make the event light, or you can... So our problems are creation of negative energy. And so if there are wasteful thoughts, if there are weak thoughts, there are wrong thoughts, then these very thoughts, they enter the body, create disease, and they also ruin interpersonal relations. So if we are Master Almighty Authority, and if we increase this self-esteem of being Master Almighty Powerful, then you will see that problems will come to an end, and our life would start becoming a life without obstacles. So I would like to draw your attention also to one other thing, and that is what Baba says, you have to remain always happy. Baba says, whenever Baba talks, and he always says own ways. Not one or two occasions. If after having found God, you still cannot remain happy, even after having understood the complete truth about oneself, still you are not happy, then what would be the support of that happiness? That means one has not understood fully. So, one who loves us, who wishes us to see us constantly happy, and how can we get entangled in little things? How can we destroy our happiness by chasing limited wishes and limited desires of the world? So there's a simple thing. Wherever there's happiness, there is wealth, there is property, there is prosperity. So let us remember, it's a very simple thing, that God is Lakshmi, knocks at everyone's door, and if she sees if they are, if she sees that anyone is, they are quarreling, and if she sees a family which is very happy, then she enters that. So those brothers and sisters who feel that they are lacking in wealth, that after having found God, still their poverty has not gone, let them pay special attention to this fact, that in the recent Murlis that have been given, who have the wealth of knowledge, they automatically get even the physical wealth easily. And secondly, and the other is the point of happiness. Let us increase our happiness. I would like to share a very simple point with you. In the times to come, you all know the great destruction that is to come. We are all thinking of going back home. Let us bring these two things in words. Me and mine. Let us leave them all, and we have to leave both of these things and go beyond. Whatever is mine, and those who I think are mine, I will have to leave them. Let us talk to ourselves that we will have to leave everything anyway, but we will have to remind ourselves as to whom have we found. Just one awareness, one remembrance. Whom have we found? God Himself. And after having found God, do you still have any desire to attain anything else? Having seen that one, then nothing else remains to be seen in this world. Whatever you hear through these years, when you hear the true knowledge of Gita, do you still think that there is anything else remaining to be known? Let everything go. Let it go. At least God is ours. So if we are firm on this point, then in the times to come, we will not experience any sorrow, any pain. So we will not cry in the time of sorrow. We will always remember that God is at least with us. He is the one who makes our fortune. So let us go once again in the experience of being the Master Almighty Authority. Let us give this thought to our mind. Those powers which are in the Almighty Authority, they are also present within me. I am Master Almighty Authority. And
sarvashaktivan chhatra chhaya hai,
and above this head there is the canopy of the Almighty Authority.
Dono combined,
both are combined.
Main master sarvashaktivan,
I am Master Almighty Authority.
Sir ke upar
sarvashaktivan, and above me, over me, is the canopy of the Almighty Authority God Himself. So whatever Baba said today, everybody
will
do their homework. So make a list of your attainments. At least 25 beautiful points can be noted. You have such attainment which nobody else in the world has. You will experience a lot of bliss in just realizing this. That we have found, we have got so much from the Father. He has given you the blessing. He has given us the right in many different ways. Let us have that experience and increase that. If we remember the godly attainment, then little things that trouble us, trivial matters, will become indeed very small and stop affecting us. Now, Baba will be coming in our midst, and all the brothers and sisters, you all would have taken this thought that today, this day, is the day, is indeed the most memorable day of our life. So let us print those memorable moments which can never be erased, and repeatedly we can remember, and that which is seen should come even in the dreams. So once again, remind yourself, who is coming in our midst? Let us have this thought, who is coming? And he is coming to meet whom? He is coming to meet his great souls, those souls whom he has decorated himself. And he is coming to decorate even more. He has come to even fill them with greater power through which in the times to come. He has to. So, he is coming to meet those great souls because these will be the great souls who will bring about transformation. And stars will go. Everything will continue to multiply. Virtues can be multiplied. And today, our beloved, the one whom we love a great deal, the one whom we were singing songs of meeting, that one is coming to meet us. Let us practice once again, and we'll keep that practice going till the time Baba comes in our midst. It's a very easy practice of yoga, and you can do this every day. Let us give this thought to ourselves. Let each one take this thought. I'm the most fortunate soul in this world because God Himself is coming to meet me. Let us see Shiv Baba in Paramdham, that great effulgent light, the one who is almighty authority, and the unlimited rays of powers are emanating from that light, reaching everywhere. He is coming down from the supreme abode and spreading his bright effulgent rays all over. He has now come to the subtle regions. He has now entered the subtle body of Brahma Baba, and now both are coming down. A divine angel is coming from the path of the sky. It's coming down. His bright rays are spreading everywhere. Both have come now in front of me, and they're giving me drishti. And Baba has placed his hand of blessings on my head. If you will practice like this every morning, then you will have the clear experience of godly presence. His hand is on our head, and you'll start feeling that, and that will indeed be a very beautiful thing to experience. Every morning when you wake up, let each one determine the thought that you're going to have when you wake up. I'm not going to conduct that class as to what thought you have to give, but I would like to say something which is very useful. So the very first thought we have when we get up in the morning, and that first thought, and that thought influences our whole life, our first thought, because then our subconscious is completely awakening, and it is active at that time. So, whatever we wish to attain in our life, and we wish to get success in our service, and we wish to get in lokik work, and wish to make our life obstacle free. So let us have such a quality of thought. So imagine that as soon as you get up, as soon as you've opened eyes, if you think that now my life is free of obstacles, then you will see that the obstacles are going away. And if you'll remember that I have the blessing of Baba, that success is your birthright, then you will see that success will continue to exist. If anyone has anger and they wish to be free from anger, and they have this thought that I am krodh mukta, that we are victorious souls, and then we will experience victory or success in your life. Baba is sustaining us, looking after us. So now I would like to say to those who have come for the first time, and what is it that we have to do?
So
as soon as Daddy comes,
भोग लगेगा बाबा को.
बाबा विल बी ओपन द भोग.
बाबा का आह्वान.
एंड देन वी गो इन फॉर बाबा टू नमन. ऑफ कोर्स बाबा विल बी कमिंग, बट लेट
कल पहुंचाएंगे बाबा का.
Have such loveful thoughts that they reach Baba and say, "Oh, the giver of life, we are waiting for you. Come, leave your supreme abode and come down. Oh, my dear Bharat, we are your army. Come down to fill us with powers. Let us invoke Baba like this, and we will invite Baba with great love to come in our midst. what should we say to
him?
Baba is coming down. And then we will also practice in this way.
The
second practice. But before that, all will pay attention that when Dadi gives him the trust, there is no need to clap, all will sit in deep silence and they will invoke Baba with great love. They will enjoy this happiness each moment with Baba. Don't start clapping in such a way because then if one starts, then others also start. You don't have to do like this. You want. So when Baba will come, eyes will open, white lights will come along, then you will not start moving around and being turbulent. Almighty authority is sitting in front of you, the most powerful entity is there in front of you. Let it concentrate our minds, our intellect. So in the center of the forehead is the Sun of Knowledge sitting. I would like to say just this, those who wish to have beautiful experience, they, even in a crowd of 16,000 to 17,000, they will experience as though they are sitting alone in front of the Father. Only the Sun of Knowledge is sitting in front of them and nothing else is visible. You will really enjoy this experience very much. This is the golden opportunity of increasing your concentration. You all know the one with whom you have yoga in the Supreme. About we will focus our mind at them and nothing else would be visible except for that, for this, and you will experience a great deal of bliss. So you will experience the happiness of being in the presence of Baba. You will, for at least 10 minutes you will receive Baba's vibration. Let no one think that even those who are sitting in the back or those who are sitting in the covers, they are not receiving Baba's vibration. Baba's vibration is for all. He knows that which of his jewels are sitting where. So we will concentrate our mind on Baba and then we will start feeling happy about that. Those who come for the first time, they may not note down the entire movie word by word. They should note down only important points. But they should enjoy the bliss of meeting Baba. God is talking to me. Let us enjoy that place. Baba is reminding us about something. He is inspiring us to merge many a thing. God has come to decorate us. What is He saying? So through this feeling you will get the bliss of the Murli as you continue to look at this. Bright light. After that, after Murli, parents offered bhog, dadis come. You will enjoy watching that scene. Don't become very impatient. Sometimes people some say that as long as the Murli was taking place, it was very good. But now that the Murli is finished and others have gone, they're not enjoying as much. Just remind yourself, God is in front of you. Now you have to concentrate in godly presence. So let us practice on this. How we have to meditate, let us remind ourselves and remind ourselves that I am the most fortunate in this world. There is no one else who is more fortunate than me. And the one and God Himself is coming to meet me. All the great charitable activities are becoming fruitful today. The bhakti, the devotion of various births is becoming successful today because the Son of Knowledge, God Himself, is coming Himself to meet you. The Son of Knowledge is shining in Paramdham, the soul world. Let us invite Him with great love. Oh, friend of the intellect, oh, the support of the heart, you have dispelled the darkness of ignorance. You have left the supreme abode. Now, come down in our midst. We are inviting you with great love. And we are waiting. So now the Son of Knowledge has started coming down. He's spreading His bright vibrations everywhere. He's coming down, coming down. As He crosses the sky, He's coming down. And now He has come in front of my very eyes. The Son of Knowledge has come right in front of me. His rays are falling on my face and are getting merged in my soul. Practice of these two things. On one hand, you will call Bab Dada. We will experience this hand blessing over us. Then we will see the Son of Knowledge in front of us. We will continue to repeat that for 15 minutes at least, and then we will experience a lot of happiness. Yes. So, towards the end, I would like to share one point of dharana with you, and that is, Baba has said, He has given us the psychic train. Nothing is big in itself, but by thinking about it, repeated, you make even a tiny point big. So let each one reflect and look at one's own life. Most of the people, they are doing like that in the world. Nothing is big in itself, but we make it big by thinking about it over and over again. And the quicker we are in silencing our mind, then the problems will come to an end. And the more quickly we are able to put an end to the wasteful thoughts, it is better for us and we will be able to enjoy this life. Therefore, let us make such an attitude for any situation. If any situation that arises, it is not more powerful than what we really are, because any situation is not more powerful than our awareness. And through our being the embodiment of power, we can finish off with everything and free ourselves from everything else. Mothers are kindly requested to please remain seated. So now let us now remember that one who has given us the new life. Let us lose ourselves in the love of the Father who always keeps us in His heart, the one who has become our true support. So let us intoxicate ourselves with that godly love, only just that one, and there is nothing else and no one else.